This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do we want to be positive or negative here? Which do we prefer?
Let's start
with just being accurate. Tell us what you actually see. How about that?
It has been a really rough day for the quarterback and for the starting offense.
And the season's over.
This is Rahemian Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And we're asking you if you've been to Bears practice. It's a public practice today, so we want to know. We've heard from Mark.
Yeah, you're
we've
come
heard
back.
From Chris
okay.
Emma.
There goes.
And we just had a Wani sighting, which is
Bears.
Hilarious
yes.
Because we got a text, and I read it not but 20 seconds ago, and it said 815. Mark, have there been any sightings at Bears camp of past Bears coaches and players? Wadi, 85 players, Bears man signed, Farmer Pat. Farmer Pat, ask and ye shall receive. You just got Wani. I don't know what kind of psychic powers you have there, but...
I see you. I love you. Hashtag 1994, baby.
That was pretty impressive work, Farmer Pat. And I appreciate you, especially at this time. So thanks for feeding everyone.
And by the way, eventually, you like every single year, you start to see classic Bears out of nowhere. Like, I'll just be standing there. Oh, what... Oh. R.W. McCorder's just kind of hanging out, walking around. Oh, there's Neil Anderson. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't possibly pay attention to Braxton Jones right now. I have past Bears to deal with.
You got to talk to past Bears.
Of course I do. Of course I do. Because in a lot of cases, I come at it that like from my days of being a fan of the Bears. So it's probably not healthy, actually, that reporter mark becomes fan mark for that moment, and I take my eyes off the prize.
At the same time, reporter mark might need a reprieve for a moment if that practice is going anything like today's practice as described by Chris Emma.
Yes.
I have the numbers. And also, we're taking your calls. We've already got a couple I want to get to you guys. 312-644-6767. Did you go to the public practice today? Does it even matter that much that your quarterback is struggling in a new offense on the first 3 days? I want to see this because I want him to get better. But the numbers from Emma today... He said that Caleb Williams was 0-for-5 on the first drill. There were two picks. He missed his first 9 passes. He also threw 2 touchdowns in the end zone, one of them involving Olamide Zaccheaus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important to note as well. But 2 picks, he missed his first 9 passes and went 0-for-5 on the first drill.
Yeah, and that first drill was a red zone drill. So 0-for-5 in the red zone, never a good time.
Typically, guys... Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like the 2-minute drill is something that red zone, they always try to do those for like the fan fests as well. I feel like that's something they try to work through. Like that's something you'll see later at Soldier Field, maybe.
Yeah, probably. And I should also note, too, that Monday could be one of the first padded practice days.
Yes.
I thought it was the first.
I think it is.
Day.
Sometimes they'll change stuff. But so I'm always a little hesitant to say it's going to happen, but it should be happening on Monday, which, by the way, is also an open practice like today's practice was.
All right, so we are taking your calls and texts and whatever else. Twitch is also here for you, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. But the number is 312 644 67 67. So let's start with Sean in Romeoville. Sean, you were first up, so let's hear you on the score. Oh no, did he just drop? He just dropped. Dang it. Well, thanks for calling us anyway, Sean. Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, you're on the score.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Fred, what's up?
I need to get to these practices because I used to live in Highland Park and I've relocated here in Wisconsin. I need as much intel as I can get to grind the cheeseheads to the annihilation that's pending before them.
Wow. That's a seven bear call right there. That is solid work by you. Unfortunately, it would seem that the Bears have a little bit of a ways to go, though, Fred. I don't know if you've been listening, but quarterback one struggled again today, and he did struggle the first two practices as well.
I'm not afraid. They're false flagging these guys. They're playing rope-a-dope, and they're going to come out firing, and Johnson is going to steer the juggernaut from Soldier Field right up to Wisconsin and then cut across to Minnesota and then back to Detroit, and they'll be just fine.
That was a Wayne's World-like map that you just gave. I thought of Chris Farley.
Of course.
I want to ask you, Fred, this. If you want something to troll, this is a preview of our Five on It question coming up at noon. What do you think of those Bears, what do you think of those Packers throwback uniforms? They sure look like the Bears in the Illini to me.
Oh, they're awful. They're the ugliest things I've ever seen. I saw them last night. And those helmets, which are cool, they're hand-painted. But dear God, these guys are going to be staring at each other during the snap counts and standing still trying to figure out who's who.
Marshall,
numbers will be irrelevant.
Do you have a question for Fred? Oh, we're doing an Ask Fred segment
Now. Ask Fred on 670 The Score.
Fred, what are you the most concerned about with your Bears as we head into this training camp?
Yeah, Fred.
Well, I think, you know, you could state the obvious. It would be left tackle, but I think it'll gel at some point. They've got enough guys out there that the talent will probably take place because the rest of the line is solid and it'll be uplifting. The defensive line, yeah, a little shaky in the middle, but who knows? You know, we get Billings back. That could be cool. Jalen Johnson doesn't concern me a whole lot. You know, he's got what he's got, but the kid's an all-pro. I can't find nothing wrong with kicking in the punting game. So, you know, what am I left with at that point? Decision-making, and let's see how that goes.
Fred will be doing the 5 p.m. hit for Chris Evans. Yeah, I've just been
that
told.
Was
sorry
excellent.
To interrupt you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Fred. Good stuff.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much, Fred, for calling. That was
Thanks, Fred
from Wisconsin. Again, if you were at public practice today, if you got to see the Bears do their thing in person, what did you think? 312-644-6767. We're taking some calls. But I also want to point out what Chris Emmis said earlier when he said that it sounds like the fans were on a field that was separate and farther away from what we saw the offense.
I know the layout. It's like looking past two football fields to see what's going on as opposed to just the field in front of you, right? That's a pretty accurate description there, Mark.
Yeah.
So you can see, but you're like kind of squinting. And if you have binoculars, cool. But if you don't.
Right. Like, for instance, yesterday when the fans weren't there, I mean, sometimes our view is very tough. There is they played on what is field two. So it's a far field. They put us in the end zone. But the team is practicing on the other side of the field, on the in the other end zone. So I don't know if necessarily they do it on purpose, but it always is interesting that it always feels like it's there. Or many times, I shouldn't say
it's
always.
Not it's not media friendly.
It's not, and I guess it doesn't have to be. We're not entitled to anything, but it can be frustrating.
Field two, like Bears two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is like
that's
Bears
where they play.
2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is correct.
Bears 2 doesn't care about the scoreboard, but
Bears
they do care
2.
About the spreadsheet.
By the way, folks, I know we don't talk about Bears 2 a lot on this show, and there are a lot of complaints. Like the Twitter, my mentions are out of control. We are always thinking about, at least I am, I'm always thinking about Bears 2. And how can I make the Bears 2 better? How can I put Bears 2 in a position to succeed? That's all I'll say.
I heard Bears 2's quarterback is doing pretty well.
I heard Bears 2's defensive end is in Florida somewhere.
Bears 2.
I did love that Mike Florio concept. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody and on 670 The Score. And we're asking people, if you went to practice, give us a call. It might not be over yet, but a couple of more updates. Our number, by the way, 312-644-6767. This from our friend Jason Leisure. Bears wide receiver DJ Moore says the Dennis Allen defense looks different every play, that it is a very difficult puzzle to solve. And apparently he was limping a little after a play in the end zone, but says he's fine.
Kevin,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hired said something about calling him or some of the younger players referring to Dennis Allen as like an evil genius, or he said something like that, that he's a different kind of guy, like pretty intense out there. One thing early on that I like about the Bears' defense, and right now we've sort of been lamenting this because it's been at the expense of Caleb Williams, but both of his top linebackers have made plays. If we want to see plays made on the field, Tremaine Edmonds had an interception of Caleb Williams on the first play of training camp, which was a big damn deal to the defense. First play, I mean, that is a splash. And then TJ Edwards had a pick today as well. Those two guys have been rotating the Mike and the Will linebacker positions. So far, I think it's pretty obvious to me, though, that they want TJ Edwards to be that middle guy, that Mike linebacker. But let's give a little credit to the linebackers. And Noah Sewell has been very present as well, too, because you need that third linebacker. You know, Ruben Hippolyte's going to compete for it as well. I haven't seen much of Ruben Hippolyte, like, stand out-wise, but a little bit of credit towards what I've seen so far from the linebackers for the Bears.
So hearing what DJ Moore just said about the defense looking crazy and not inconsistent, can't quite figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to what Ben Johnson said about, you know, it's not ideal to be going up against a Dennis Allen front. How much could that have to do with what's transpired over the first 3 days of practice in terms of not being able to get things going on offense?
Yeah, I think that there is, unfortunately, man, I think a lot of the offensive issues have been self-imposed.
Okay.
Like, mistake, because it's tough to tell, like, how much of an impact a defensive line has when there are no pads
there are no
on.
Pads,
and
yeah.
I know that, like, that's the ultimate annoying disclaimer that we always give, but we don't know what really would have happened on any given play. I've gotten pretty good, and I know a lot of the fellow Bears beat guys have gotten pretty good at knowing when a sack would have occurred, when the pocket would have collapsed, and or if a defensive lineman would have stopped the running back cold. There hasn't been a lot of that. Like, there's obviously plays being made by the defense, but most of the issues that I've seen with either Caleb Williams or with the offensive general has been self-imposed, whether by penalties, whether by bad snaps, whether by overthrows, and it hasn't necessarily always been just because the defense did something with bad intentions.
Yeah, that was I wouldn't say red flag to me, but that was definitely something I made a note of. It was a flag. Like, not yellow, not beige.
Definitely not green.
But noted. So yeah. when I heard it from Ben Johnson, he said, I don't know that we should be running some of those plays against a Dennis Allen defense, but I wanted to mock them up or see how they went anyway. You remember him saying
that.
I thought to myself, is the Dennis Allen defense considered the elite, like, number one top level defense in the NFL? Like, is it some, like, at some point you're going to have to face these types of defenses? And he's talked about how he wants to make practice hard. So when I put that together, I think, isn't it good that you're seeing that kind of defense now?
Oh, 100%. The only problem with that, Layla, is, and again, I will accept that maybe this is, and you guys could straighten me out if you need to, that this might be coming from a jaded reporter perspective.
It probably is.
But, and that's fair. In 2018, my first year on the Bears beat, I started hearing a little something, because the Bears defense was elite in 2018, and you could say that that carried over into training camp 2019, and all that everybody said was, this is great, man. Mitch Trubisky's going up against this elite. It's going to make him better.
and it really didn't. Then we said the same things about Justin Fields. The Bears have a pretty representative defense. It's gonna make, he doesn't look good, but guess what? That Bears defense is really good. It's going to make him better, and it didn't. So I don't know if I'm ready to fall. While it's a very logical thing to think that a good Dennis Allen Bears defense would help Caleb Williams, none of that stuff has panned out in the past for the Chicago Bears. Am I a jaded reporter right now?
Yes,
or am I on to something?
That is Mark Grody, and this is Raheem Harris. And yes, Mark, you are jaded, but we're all a little bit jaded because the past is the past. It exists. It's like a resume. It doesn't go away just because new people are in charge. Some of the old people are still here.
Yeah.
Ryan Poles, some of the players. So I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we look at training camp in this lens of the defense is usually ahead of the offense to start. Let's not forget that.
That's sharpens iron and all that stuff,
right? I love, let's continue our swim through the tri-state area here.
Oh, good.
Let's go. This is actually quad state area.
Let's talk about the tri-state.
Let's go to Jason in St. Joseph, Michigan. Jason, how are you? You're on the score.
Hey, good. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, why do we think Caleb Williams is going to be a good number one pick for us? We've had that before. Didn't work out. I'm just saying he looks a little not accurate on those long passes. He missed a lot of them last year, and now it sounds like he's starting off doing the same thing.
I am far from calling it. I'm not calling it. I'm not even close to calling it on Caleb Williams. But it again, three straight practices where he has not looked good. At some point in this training camp, I need to see multiple days where he is looking good, and I think that's plausible.
I want to point this out, though. And you talking about Justin Fields and in us talking about the Mitch Trubisky experience and your first year, somehow you go from 2016 Cubs reporter to 2018 playoff Bears reporter.
Bears.
Because Mark Grody has terrible luck. So I say that joking, but I want to point out that at some point, it got to the situation where in 2020, it had devolved enough to where we were saying we need somebody to call plays for the capability of the quarterback. Do you remember that?
Of course.
When Bill Lazor, of course, came in and started calling plays for the Bears, and they worked. And he had to simplify the offense. Mm-hmm. Only then am I going to start really worrying when Ben Johnson has to say something like, "We're going to call plays that reflect the capability." Only then do I get to the point where I'm saying this is a concern.
Right, right.
I am not there. I am at the point where you're going to have to mess up in order to get better, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm with Layla.
And honestly, it was the same thing with Justin Fields. Like, his first year was rough. Training camp, the next, I gave him the benefit of the doubt completely, which I will continue to do with Caleb Williams, all the while marking down exactly what we're seeing and keeping track of it. And then, you know, eventually having to decide which way it's going to go. I still think that Caleb Williams has time to make up in this camp and in the preseason game. So a long way to go, but it just hasn't looked great so far.
Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we talk about observations from Bears practice. And I think what the public opinion is going to be of the fans who have seen a little bit of the public practice and at least what they're able to see of the offense sitting where they are. Because you know when you're buying a ticket to, well, you're not buying, but when you're acquiring the ticket to training camp, you want to see that. That's you're not necessarily going there. The football geeks are going there because we want to see what's going on with Dennis Allen's defense, but everybody wants to check in on what this offense is going to look like.
Let me tell you.
Guys, it's begun. I just want to let you know. 630. Yeah, Ben Johnson and Tyson Bagent would be a much better fit. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Also from another 630. Isn't this all meaningless in the first couple of weeks of camp? Can't believe we're tracking completion percentages on day three. Listen, they're not even in pads yet. So to a point, yes, but also if you're not in pads, you should be able to just drop back and throw the ball and complete it to your teammate. I don't think that's asking for too much.
Well, okay, so for one, we had somebody on Twitter keeping the stat on how many calls it would take to get to a Tyson Bagent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Should start. This is from Seth. Seth said, how long before a Bagent QB1 question comes in, I'll go under 3.5 calls. And then we started laughing, and then he said, I'll move that under to 2.5. So, Seth, 2 calls. That was the official before we got the Tyson Bagent text.
Is this a bad time for me to tell you guys that Tyson Bagent has looked really good?
It is a bad time. Yes.
You know what? You know what, Mark? Good for Tyson Bagent.
Yes. No, but it's true. Like, Tyson Bagent has looked good, and he's the second or third string quarterback. But hey, the backup quarterback always looks good in this town, especially in practice, man.
Everybody loves the guest star. Yeah. You know, everybody loves the one who's only here every now and then. And
you guys, and the backup quarterback.
The grass is greener on this random pasture.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing the quarterbacks that we've seen, the frauds that have been in this town throughout the years, that's for sure. And also, let me run down a couple things. So Bagent has, like, seriously, he's had a good camp so far. It might be meaningless to you, and there's a lot of people who have texted that and called in and commented saying, come on, it's three. Really? Hey, if you don't want to take this into account, that's fine. If it's meaningless to you, it's meaningless to you. And as for the people with the free tickets at these Bears training camps, and I go back to the Bourbonnais days, there is nothing more serious than a Bears fan at a free practice in training camp. I'm serious. Like there's a lot of fun and there's kids running around, but the other people are like, did you see that play? Did you see that play? Like, very serious. And I'm talking all ages, man. Like, you see, like, college age kids, dads with their sons and daughters, and taking it very seriously.
That's Mark Grody. Marshall Harris is here, too. I'm Layla Rahimi. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score in the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.